You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ashley from Arlington.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Kennedy.
She's driving home from Pilates to get the kids ready for school. You've already been to Pilates.
Girl. Getting it done.
Yeah. It's the only time I can fit it in.
Mm. Good for you, sweetie. Good for you.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Ashley, are you ready?
I am.
Charli D'Amelio will make her Broadway debut as chairman in the musical And Juliet. Her run will be from October 29th to January 19th. How did the D'Amelios become famous?
On TikTok?
Tributes have been pouring in from all over the country music world since Kris Kristofferson passed away this past weekend, including from Dolly Parton, Eric Church, and Roseanne Cash. Some people may know Kris Kristofferson best for his role in the Blade trilogy. Who played Blade in those movies?
Wesley Snipes.
22 years ago today, in 2002, this band released their second album, The Young and the Hopeless. It featured their hit song, The Anthem. Take a listen and then name the band.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the band.
Good Charlotte.
I feel like I'm running home to catch TRL.
Julie Andrews, 89 years old today. She's an iconic actress known for roles like Mary Poppins and The Sound of Music. In Mary Poppins, she sings that what helps the medicine go down?
A spoonful of sugar.
Question number five. Lainey Wilson was just added as a third host of the CMA Awards. She'll join Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning as co-hosts. Besides being a country music star, Lainey also has a role on which hit TV show that is about to air its final season?
No idea. Literally no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Not me Googling what is Pilates in the middle of that game.
Oh, yeah? And what'd you get for an answer?
So good.
I know it's an exercise, but what are you guys doing?
Is it like a yoga situation?
It seems like they're on mats doing a lot of core stuff.
You use something called the reformer, Carson.
The reformer?
Yeah, it's a lot of slower movement, stretching, strength, core. Good stuff.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're going to do some Pilates here in just a minute.
We are not. Well, all right. Go on.
Yeah, you're going to teach us. Ashley got 4 out of 5,
by the way.
Oh,
okay.
Her mind and
good
body.
For the brain.
Yeah, her mind and body are at high functioning levels right now.
She's synced up right now.
I got it.
Okay, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Charli D'Amelio will make her Broadway debut as chairman in the musical And Juliet. Her run will be from October 29th to January 19th.
It's just not a fair world we live in, but go on.
Why is that?
You know, for so many reasons.
She's a fantastic dancer. Probably one of the best dancers in the country.
Doesn't make you a Broadway star.
Really?
Go on.
Isn't that exactly what part of Broadway is
part
dancing?
Part of it.
I mean,
the singing and the acting.
The singing and the acting helps too.
She sings a little bit. Haters gonna hate.
They sure are.
How did the D'Amelios become famous?
TikTok. Dancing.
Other people's dances on TikTok.
Correct.
Tributes have been pouring in from all over the country music world since Kris Kristofferson passed away this past weekend, including from Dolly Parton, Eric Church, and Roseanne Cash. Some people may know Kris Kristofferson best for his role in the Blade trilogy. Who played Blade in those movies?
Wesley Snipes.
Tied at 2. 22 years ago today, in 2002, this band released their second album, The Young and the Hopeless, featuring their hit song, The Anthem. Take a listen and then name the band.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the band.
Good Charlotte?
3-3.
It's my girl.
Julie Andrews, 89 years old today. Of course, an iconic actress known for roles like Mary Poppins in The Sound of Music. In Mary Poppins, she sings that what helps the medicine go down?
A spoonful of sugar.
Tied at 4. Lainey Wilson was just added as a third host of the CMA Awards. She will join Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning as co-hosts. Besides being a country music star, Lainey also has a role on which TV show that is about to air its final season.
Yellowstone.
Yes, she is on the Yellowstone.
But Kevin Costner will not be, which is weird.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Ashley.
Well
don't get
done.
The cash. But you're not leaving empty-handed. We have a pair of concert tickets for you. Gracie Abrams is going to be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on October 9th. And you are going to be there. You can buy those tickets at livenation.com. Do you know who her dad is, Kennedy?
Who's dad?
Gracie Abrams' dad.
I don't.
J.J. Abrams.
Get out of here.
The producer, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a talented family.
I mean.
Yeah. A little bit of money in that family, too, I imagine. He's had some pretty decent hits.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, thank you, and my name is Ashley from Arlington, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lisa from Weston.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Kennedy.
Apparently there's a whole car full as well. Who else is in the car?
Well, we have Derek and Maya and a new puppy, Barkley.
Oh, Barkley's such a good name.
Right?
Sweet puppy.
All right. Will you have Barkley kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,778 wins, 423 losses, and she's now over in that soundproof bootio. She's in that soundproof studio.
The bootio.
Here's question number 1. 53 years ago, 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. Whose castle is at the center of the park?
Cinderella.
The 15th season premiere of The Real Housewives of New York City is happening at 9 p.m. tonight. Which network airs The Real Housewives franchise?
Bravo.
Is it tonight or was it last night?
I think it's tonight.
Okay. Zach Galifianakis turning 55 today. In which movie did he utter this line?
You're not really wearing that, are you?
Wearing what?
The man purse. You actually going to wear that? You guys just with me.
The Hangover.
That's where I keep all my things. I get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel.
Indiana Jones wears one.
Okay. Question number 4. Ariana Grande defended her relationship with Ethan Slater in a new cover story for Vanity Fair, addressing public criticism following both of their divorces. The pair met while still married on the set of which movie?
Maya? I have no idea.
Barkley?
Derek?
Bueller?
We don't know.
Question number 5. Green Day's music is being banned by 2 radio stations in Vegas after Billy Joe Armstrong said he hates the city and called it the worst blank hole in America. He's not happy because his favorite baseball team, the Oakland Athletics, are moving to Vegas. Las Vegas is actually not the capital of Nevada. What is?
Nevada.
Derek, what grade are you in?
8th.
Eighth.
Come on, you guys. Come on. Ready? Come on. Come on. We studied this in school.
Las Vegas.
Carson City?
Yes. Carson City. Like Johnny Carson.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
We were going to say like Carson and Kennedy.
No. That's got to be your second favorite city.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Lisa and Derek and Maya and Barkley.
Who's a good boy? We deserve the head scratches.
Got 4 out of 5.
Well done, guys.
Yes. What kind of puppy is Barkley?
He's a small English bulldog.
Kennedy. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
53 years ago today in 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. Whose castle is at the center of the park?
Cinderella.
Tied at 1. The 15th season premiere of The Real Housewives of New York City happens tonight at 9. Which network airs The Real Housewives franchise?
Bravo.
Tied at 2. Zach Galifianakis, turning 55 today. In which movie did he utter this line?
You're not really wearing that, are you?
Wearing what?
The man purse. You actually going to wear that? You guys just f*** with me.
It's where I keep all my things. I get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one.
That's the Hangover.
Tied at 3. Ariana Grande defended her relationship with Ethan Slater in a new cover story for Vanity Fair, addressing public criticism following both of their divorces. The pair met while still married on the set of which movie?
Wicked.
Oh, that was a good one.
4-3, question number 5. Green Day's music is being banned by a couple of radio stations in Vegas after Billy Joe Armstrong said he hates the city and called it, quote, the worst blank hole in America.
It's wild.
Good for them. Don't be a jerk.
Well, he's mad his team is leaving.
Well, be mad at the team. Be mad at the owner. Vegas, it's the new girlfriend. Don't be mad at her.
I would be furious at whatever
We're
city.
We're always mad
the Red Sox.
At her.
Vegas is not the capital of Nevada, Kennedy. Which city is it?
It is Carson City.
Yes, of course
I know my capitals. They are ingrained in my brain. Yes.
Greatest capital in America.
Yeah.
5-4.
A lot of nosy people in Carson City.
Yeah.
They're all up in your business.
They're petty, too.
A lot of nosy Yentas, Dan. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lisa and Derek and Maya and Barkley. Yeah, we appreciate you all listening this morning.
We do.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
We're Lisa
and Derek
and Maya, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Barkley.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Jess from Medford.
Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Jess, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Me too.
My second favorite city in all of Boston, Massachusetts is Medford.
Meffa.
I'm
hitting too many syllables.
I love it all the time. I'm there like twice a week. All right. Jess is like, why? What are you doing?
Yeah, why?
Jess, 5 trivia questions are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Goldie Hawn says the secret to her 41-year relationship with Kurt Russell is good sex. It's because of the warmth and the intimacy that it creates. What is the name of Goldie's actress daughter?
Kate Hudson.
A roller skating reality competition series called Roller Jam is hitting Max on October 10th. It's being produced by Chip and Joanna Gaines. Which HGTV show made them famous?
I have no idea.
Question number 3. 50 years ago today, 1974, the horror icon Leatherface was first seen on screen. He is the star of which horror movie franchise?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Coldplay says they will only release 2 more albums. Which of these is not a Coldplay song? Viva La Vida, Bittersweet Symphony, or Clocks? Which one is not?
Clock.
Question number 5. Selena Gomez posted a video of herself having a time dancing away at the Sabrina Carpenter concert. Who has Selena been dating for the past year?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Jess?
I'm in the middle of a move, so pretty chaotic.
Are you leaving Medford?
I am.
What?
I know, we never leave.
Where are you going?
Woburn.
Hey, I live in Woburn. Welcome.
Nice. Thanks.
It's okay.
That's Dan.
I like it.
That's
like
Dan
the
mayor.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good neighborhood.
You want to give your address and phone number? You guys can...
Sure, you come by Horn Pond. I'll be out there.
Awesome.
Just got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, my friend.
These are hard. You ready?
Horrible.
Goldie Hawn says the secret to her 41-year relationship with Kurt Russell is... good sex. It's because of the warmth and the intimacy that it creates. What is the name of Goldie's actress daughter?
Kate Hudson.
Tied at one. A roller skating reality competition series called Roller Jam is hitting Max on October 10th, Kennedy.
Yep.
It's being produced by Chip and Joanna Gaines. Which HGTV show brought them to fame?
Is it Fixer Upper?
That's it. That's a weird one for me.
I think roller skating got so big on like Instagram. I follow a bunch of people.
So do I. So but why not? Doesn't seem like it's in their wheelhouse.
What do they care? They're just producers. They're just putting in the money and making the money. That's how that works. You do you. Make your paper.
I think it's make your paper boo.
Boo.
2-1 question number 3. 50 years ago today in 1974, the horror icon Leatherface was first seen on screen. Leatherface, the star of which horror movie franchise?
I had to sneeze again. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is 2 CBKs at 8:45 that you have sneezed during.
Oh, I'm allergic to it, apparently.
3-2. Question number 4. Coldplay says they will only release 2 more albums. And I'm going to be weeping in a corner after this is over. Which of these is not a Coldplay song? Viva La Vida, Bittersweet Symphony, or Clocks?
Bittersweet Symphony.
That is The Verb.
The Verb.
It just sounds like it should be a Coldplay song. Mm.
4-2, question number 5. Selena Gomez posted a video of herself having a time dancing away at the Sabrina Carpenter concert. Who has Selena been dating for the past year?
I'm going to say this wrong. Not Benny Blanco. Is it Benny Blanco? It's not Benny Blanco. It's Benny.
Benny and the Jets.
I'm going to say Benny Blanco, but I don't think that's right.
Oh. It is Benny Blanco. But did you see the part of the video where she's rubbing up on some other guy?
I'm sure everything's fine.
Oh, no. That did not look like everything was fine. It looks.
Stirring the pot.
Well, I'm not stirring the pot.
Yeah, because, you know, when.
They were stirring each other's pots in
right,
the video.
Because that's. Yeah.
I don't know if she would have posted it if it was scandalous.
Yeah, and, you know, you can be friends with men and not be having sex with them. Funny story.
Go watch that video.
I don't believe you.
Those two people are having sex.
Benny.
Wild content.
She tagged Benny in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's adorable or something. Mm. They're fine. Don't you worry.
You don't know. That other gentleman could be gayer than Christmas. We have no idea. We don't know their lives.
I mean, he's very attractive. I would say. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Jess, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jess from Memphis, and I can't beat Kennedy.
No, you're from Woburn.
Welcome to the Woo.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.